This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK Health Security Agency publishes new hantavirus transmission parameters for public health response. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. The UK Health Security Agency has released updated guidance on human-to-human transmission parameters for hantavirus infections, providing critical data for outbreak investigation and control measures. The comprehensive assessment addresses key epidemiological questions about incubation periods, infectious windows, and transmission routes that have implications for contact tracing and isolation protocols. Key takeaways: UKSA has standardized hantavirus transmission parameters for public health emergency response. New guidance covers incubation periods, infectious phases, and asymptomatic transmission potential. Updated protocols will inform contact tracing and isolation decisions during suspected outbreaks. 14-21 days typical incubation period range for hantavirus infections, according to UK guidance. Hantavirus transmission pathways, primary routes of infection, based on UKSA assessment, 2024. Rodent reservoir 85, environmental exposure 12, human-to-human 3. Source, UK Health Security Agency, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News, Standardizing Emergency Response Protocols. The UKSA guidance represents the first comprehensive UK framework for managing suspected human-to-human hantavirus transmission events. According to the UK Health Security Agency, the parameters will be used by regional health protection teams during outbreak investigations and risk assessments. The document outlines specific timeframes for monitoring contacts and determining isolation periods based on current evidence from international case studies. This standardization addresses previous gaps in health policy guidance, where local teams had to rely on general viral hemorrhagic fever protocols. Transmission dynamics and clinical implications. The guidance addresses critical questions about pre-symptomatic and asymptomatic transmission that have implications for contact tracing strategies. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, most hantavirus infections follow predictable clinical progression patterns, but variability in symptom onset complicates surveillance efforts. The UKSA assessment incorporates data from documented human-to-human transmission events, primarily involving Andes virus strains in South America. These rare but significant transmission events inform the UK's preparedness for potential global health emergencies involving imported cases. Public health emergency preparedness. The new parameters will be integrated into existing outbreak response frameworks used by NHS trusts and local authorities. According to the World Health Organization, hantavirus infections remain rare in Europe, but require rapid identification due to high case fatality rates. The guidance specifically addresses scenarios involving healthcare workers, laboratory personnel, and family members who may have close contact with confirmed cases. This targeted approach reflects lessons learned from other viral hemorrhagic fever responses and emphasizes the importance of quality and safety protocols in healthcare settings. Human-to-human transmission of hantavirus, while rare, requires specific protocols for contact identification and monitoring based on exposure risk categories and timing relative to symptom onset. UK Health Security Agency, Government Publications, 20. What this means for patients. Individuals with potential hantavirus exposure will receive clearer guidance on monitoring periods and symptoms requiring immediate medical attention. For clinicians, healthcare providers have standardized protocols for patient isolation, contact tracing, and risk assessment during suspected cases. For policymakers, emergency response frameworks now include specific hantavirus parameters to improve outbreak preparedness and resource allocation. Frequently asked questions: what makes hantavirus human-to-human transmission different from other viral infections? Human-to-human transmission is extremely rare for most hantavirus strains, occurring primarily with Andes virus in South America. Most infections result from exposure to infected rodent excreta, rather than person-to-person spread. Why are updated transmission parameters important for UK public health? Standardized parameters ensure consistent response across different health protection teams and provide evidence-based timeframes for contact monitoring and isolation decisions during suspected outbreaks. How do these guidelines affect healthcare workers' safety protocols? The guidance provides specific recommendations for healthcare workers based on exposure, type, and timing, helping institutions implement appropriate personal protective equipment and monitoring procedures. The publication of these transmission parameters reflects the UK's ongoing commitment to pandemic preparedness and evidence-based public health response. As global travel increases, the potential for imported viral hemorrhagic fever cases, having standardized protocols ensures rapid and appropriate response to protect both individual patients and community health. The guidance will undergo regular review as new evidence emerges from international surveillance networks and outbreak investigations. Source: Hantavirus, Human-to-Human Infection Transmission Parameters.